This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about this, and I decided I would call this our Food for Thought segment. And here's a couple things I want you to think about as you are hearing the voice of Kevin Jackson on the KevinJacksonShow.com. How can you demand reparations but not child support? I just want you to think about that for just a bit. You want, I'm talking about the folks that want reparations. They want white people to pay for something that they've never participated in, but they don't want to hold young black men responsible for making kids and saddling them with debt for giving America the highest crime rate per, you know, of any ethnic group, etc. But they want those reparations for. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Hopefully you've enjoyed the broadcast so far, but I want to give you food for thought. This segment, and I don't know how long it's going to last because there's so much food for thought that's out there. I'll give you another one while you're thinking about the whole black condition and demanding reparations but not demanding child support, demanding no accountability of black men, some of whom have multiple kids by multiple different women and aren't taking care of any of them. But here's another one. Lots of early voting that's going to occur before the first debate. It's already started in North Carolina, for example. I think it's a nice strategy for the Democrats because you want to lock that Biden vote in as quickly as possible before people really see how demented he is. And we will be talking about Biden's deterioration because there's more discussion about that. More of nothing new. I'm going to tell you right now, on the Kevin Jackson Show today, I will talk about Biden's deterioration from one of his own staffers, but here, former staffers. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You're not going to learn anything that I haven't already told you about Joe Biden. He's in big trouble. What else we got? Why haven't massive numbers of homeless people died on the streets from Wu flu? If this is such a deadly disease, if it's such a vicious killer, there's 30, 40, 50,000 homeless in California. Why aren't we hearing about them having to go out every day with the body bags and pick these people up? Homeless people don't have masks. If they are, they're filthy. They don't wash their hands. They don't socially distance. They thrive in California and all these leftist-run cities, and you aren't seeing people scraping them off the turf. I just want to know, why is that? As you put on that face condom, as you put on that mask and you go out and face the world and feel like you're more safe, understand this. Homeless people and many other people aren't wearing masks. You think people coming into this country sneaking in off through the border? You think the illegals coming into this country are wearing masks when they cross over from into Arizona or into Texas or into New Mexico, California? Or do you think they're just coming? I have a theory. I think they're just coming. Donald Trump, food for thought, nominated for multiple Nobel Peace Prize. I ask myself, is it a trap? Not one, not two, but technically three. And I ask myself, how is that? What do they want to prove? I mean, we now know he's earned them, by the way. We talked about this the other day. I know he's earned them. But what if he wins none of them? What will that do for you? What would you think? I'm curious. Call me 844-551-8255. What would you do if Donald Trump earned none of these awards from the Nobel Committee? Oh boy. I still call it a worthless award. I know he gets $1 million, he'll give away the money, and that's a great thing if he does win one or two or three of them. What if he wins all three? He wins three times the awards of baby black Jesus, who did not deserve the award in the first place. What if Trump wins all three? Wow. That's some food for thought, huh? What do a communist, a pedophile, a felon, a traitor, and a sexual predator all have in common. This came as a tweet, but I thought it was so profound. They all spoke at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. Yeah, there's a little food for thought, huh? In case you're wondering who to vote for, you're voting for the party that had communists, pedophiles, felons, traitors, and sexual predators speak at their convention. And oh, remember, they're still the group that booed God. Now, we talked last hour about Bob Woodward in these interviews. These new smoking guns, right? Woodward says, Donald Trump said that, you know, he intentionally downplayed Wu Flu. Smart man. I'm glad he did. But here's my question of the day for you, because as this was breaking, what happens typically, well, I hate to say this, with these wishy-washy conservatives is they start, oh my gosh, Kevin, what do you think, man? Is this going to really impact people? So I'll ask you. You learned that Donald Trump downplayed the Wu Flu. Does the new revelation bother you? Does it change your mind in any way? Now, I had one of my friends ask him this question because he needs to be talked off the ledge. And he says, but Kevin, it's not getting down to the grassroots level. And I looked at him and said, man, are you crazy? Everything Donald Trump does gets down to the grassroots level. What are you talking about? If Donald Trump says, I don't think it's that big of a deal, it isn't that big of a deal. And be happy that he was the one that said it. Because let me tell you why. Folks at the bottom of the food chain are the ones who were hurt the most by this Wu Flu nonsense. And they know Donald Trump gave them some money to tide themselves over, but he's ready for the country to go back to work. Well, who do you think they blame for the country not going back to work? Who do you think? You know the answer. So here's Donald Trump saying, I think it was overblown. Yeah, I said that. I didn't want people afraid, and I didn't want people losing their jobs. But he went along with it. He had to play the political game. And I told you guys, I don't like that money went out for this stuff. I don't. I hate it. And I got PPP money. But I don't like that because we got it as a safety net. But I didn't like it because I understand that it's a ruse, but I also know that Donald Trump said to himself, I'm not going to let these guys get over. I'm not going to let them play the game better than we play it. So, yeah, if you're going to get money, it's going to be from me giving it to you, not Nancy Pelosi. So I get it. Anyway, there's a lot of food for thought out there, and it all points back to good things for conservatives, good things for the conservative movement, and good things for Donald Trump. And that's why you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, because I hope it makes sense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
I think I mentioned this the other day, that it was a tweet that came in and said 800,000 New York City workers set to receive a 2% pay raise, now frozen under Cuomo because there's no money. But 213 state lawmakers got a 64% increase, $79,500 to $130,000 in 2021. Cuomo's salary is going up from $150,000 to $225,000. And they say, remember this if he runs for president. He's not going to run for president. Cuomo is so tainted, it's not going to happen. But going back to the numbers, no offense, but I don't care if the New York City workers or New York State workers were going to get this 2% raise. I don't know that they need any more money. I think these automatic raises, I think you should get a raise on merit. That's the only way you should get a raise. I don't think there should be these automatic raises just because you work at an organization. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. We run a meritocracy over here. So let me ask my producers, when's the last time you got a raise? Yeah, exactly. See, they're looking at me like, you're right. Yeah, they haven't gotten a raise. And it isn't because they're not great. It's because we don't make any money. Now, these guys are volunteers. I appreciate everything that they do. Everybody that supports the KevinJacksonShow.com is a volunteer. Did you know that? That's right. We love it. There are people that volunteer. They edit my blogs and things like that. They do volunteer stuff. Some, you know, they don't always do great, but because they can't always catch it. They're not like full time. But when they edit something, it's a spot on. I give a shout out to Michael for doing that. He's one of my editors. Volunteers. We get by on volunteers. Slaves. You can think of them as slaves. I enjoy slavery. I don't get to tell them what to do, but when they do stuff, I enjoy their work. They don't get paid. And I would love to pay them, just for the record. I don't want any people thinking, Kevin's so cheap. No, I would love to pay them. If we were making $1 million like my buddy Bongino, I wouldn't have volunteers. I'd have paid staffers that I could kick around. You know, get over there. I don't like that. Bam. Yeah, I kick them around. But these guys all volunteer. I want you to know that. That's why I teased him one time. I said, I'm going to fire my producers. And a lady wrote to me, Kevin, don't fire him. It was a joke. But she was serious. She was like, "Don't, Kevin, please don't fire him. He's, you know, they're doing the best they can." So I got to, sometimes when I talk on the show, I have to remind myself, my sarcasm can and my, you know, crazy antics can be taken seriously by some folks. Anyway, back to this this 80,000 New York State workers and their pay raise. I don't really care because I know there are people out there struggling and there aren't automatic pay. They have to go actually do real work to make a living. And the state just sort of runs on its own. It's a typical government. And the fact, though, that these lawmakers are giving themselves fat raises, that's New York's problem. If you allow that to occur, shame on you. That's why I'm happy to be self-employed. I don't have to be jealous that the CEO of my company got a $500,000 raise, or he got a $20 million stock package, or whatever. That's what I used to complain about. When I was in regular jobs, I would be like, man, how do you get that kind of, how do you generate those kind of numbers? I remember people having bad years in corporate America when I was a management consultant. But the president still got $10 million. Now, I wasn't mad at him, or the CEO. I wasn't mad at him. I was like, if you could cut a deal where you can lose that kind of coin and still make money, good for you. I mean, talk about the art of negotiation. When you say, look, no matter what happens, whether I'm good or bad here, I still want my $10 million, my $20 million, my bonus. And what happens is they sometimes they'll negotiate. Well, we really did screw the pooch. It didn't go where we were. Well, we don't want to give you $20 million. Okay, well, I'll settle for $10. Okay, deal done. And everybody's like happy. Woohoo! We got out of $10 million from a dude that had our stock tank, that drove sales into the toilet. But we got out of our contract for only $10 million. Yay! Wow. I want that gig. I want that. The person who negotiates those deals, please call me. Call me. Man. Oh, boy. What else do we have? Gretchen Whitmer. Maybe we talked about this, too. Spending $1.1 million to expand security around the governor's mansion, including an 8-foot-tall fence. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff that it doesn't drive me crazy. It makes me go, this is why I'm not a leftist. I'm proud to not be a leftist because, see, Gretchen Whitmer, who is all in for the Democrats, doesn't stop. And this has nothing to do with logic. I want you to understand, when you're talking about a high-level Democrat who supports the party, it has nothing to do with logic. You are looking at a person who doesn't care about outcome. This is a person that strictly says, I paid my dues. I ran the race the way you told me. I'm now at the point where I'm being rewarded, and I'm not going to do anything to upset this reward. And the reward for Gretchen Whitmer was she became governor of Michigan, and she wants to be somebody's vice presidential candidate, or she wants to get called up to the administration. It's all a stepping stone. She knows right from wrong. She's building a wall around the governor's mansion while she decries the wall that Donald Trump wants to build. You understand what I'm telling you? It's not about the wall. That's what you have to understand about politics when you're evaluating these people. Kevin, do they philosophically believe? They philosophically believe what they're told to believe, because that is the only way they get to the brass ring. And that's why I tell you politics is dangerous. Because the minute you get in, at whatever level you get in, you have to kiss the ring of everybody above you. Everybody below you is going to kiss your ring. But if you come in as school board, you're going to be the lowest on the totem pole. You come in as a state rep, school board people will kiss your butt. You know what I'm saying? You come in as a senator, state reps will kiss your butt. You run for governor, everybody in the food chain kisses your butt. But everybody above you, congressmen, senators, etc., they don't kiss your butt. They don't care. They don't have to care. And once you enter that, that's where you are. That's why Donald Trump made the most strategic move he could ever make. He said, because I told people, they said, Kevin, why don't you run for office? I said, I'd run for one of two things, governor or president. That is it. I want to be in control. I want everybody in my state to go, Governor Jackson, and know you better kiss the ring. And I wouldn't care about what happened at the national level. I wouldn't have any aspirations. Or I'd be president. And Donald Trump did it. He says, I don't want to be governor. I want to be the president. I don't want to owe anybody. I just want you. If there's going to be any ring kissing, it's everybody kissing it to get to the top. And let me tell you, what he upset was everybody's ability to all this ring kissing that had been going on for so people could rise up through the ranks. It all went out the door when Donald Trump got elected. That's why Republicans hated him. That's why the deep state establishment hated him. That's why the Democrats hated him. He completely upset the chain of command. People who had worked for decades to position to get where they were. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the CDC says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to play down the severity of the coronavirus threat. Dr. Robert Redfield also dismissed an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House. Hurricane Sally is continuing its trek inland. According to the National Hurricane Center, maximum sustained winds are now at 80 miles an hour. Hurricane Sally is located about 15 miles west-northwest of Pensacola, Florida, and is moving to the the north-northeast at 5 miles an hour. It came ashore this morning on the Alabama coast as a Category 2 storm. Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center on what we can expect from this storm as it continues inland.
You really look at these rain bands, and it's just efficient rainfall. You could get tornadoes in these rain bands and torrential rainfall.
This is USA Radio News. Delta is expected to avoid any involuntary furloughs for flight attendants and ground workers. The Georgia-based airline is continuing to aggressively cut costs as it deals with low passenger numbers amid the coronavirus pandemic. Delta is extending a pay cut, though, for employees through the rest of the year. An advocate is back on Capitol Hill. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, his climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes. But if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. And meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous. But you know what is actually threatening our suburbs? Wildfires are burning the suburbs in the West. Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest. Hurricanes are imperiling suburban life along our coast. If we have 4 more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America blaze? If you have a climate denier 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects science, who understands that the damage from climate change is already here. Unless we take urgent action, it will soon be more catastrophic.
Wow, just wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Donald Trump controls the weather. He's God. God. Climate denial. I love how Biden, he starts it out. Here's what he says. Donald Trump may not have caused these fires. He may not have. Which means he may have. Yeah, he may have. Now, we know there's an arsonist. I talked about him in a previous segment. There's an arsonist named Domingo Lopez Jr. who is starting fires in Oregon. We know there are arsonists that start fires in California. But it could be Donald Trump. Now, Biden says Donald Trump may not have caused these fires, but he might as well have. Why? Because, well, he's in climate denial. God, I love this. I love this clip. And here's what's interesting about it. You have to ask yourself, does Biden really believe that this is going to sell to the American people? Because it has all the trappings of the Democrats, you know, their mantra. The strategy is there. Climate denial. Now, this is Biden appealing to the far left, and I've talked to some conservatives. A conservative guy wrote to me and said, Kevin, you know, I agree with most of the things that you say, but I can't understand your, you know, not understanding that the climate this and the climate that. And I'm like, man, no offense, but if anybody that believes that we are the reason for hurricanes and earthquakes and mudslides and floods or whatever else, and man is the reason for this, you're a clown. Now, can we create these things? Yeah. Can we dam things up and then the dam breaks and we flood people and kill them? Sure. But if you leave stuff alone, Earth is going to do what it's going to do. And that's going to require people move and do stuff. But it is no, that's been happening before man was on the Earth. You can look at where the ocean used to be and where it isn't anymore. What do we have to do with it? Absolutely nothing. So if you stop for a second in believing the rhetoric and the nonsense and understand that the Earth is a forever changing ecosystem, it is never the same. It has never been the same, not one moment since God created it. And it's always doing something. But these knuckleheads want me to believe that weather, we have the ability. Look, even if we could impact the weather, I swear it would be like you taking a breath and thinking you blew something over in Russia. You have no impact. I don't care how big it is. Drop a nuclear bomb and Earth doesn't give a crap. It's a little thing in comparison to what Earth can do. You drop your nuke, Earth will explode a volcano and say, I just one-upped you. Times a thousand. And these people that buy into this, it's amazing to me. And they want to give us names. You're a climate denier. But Joe Biden goes on. These things, these fires are going to become more common. He says, not only are they going to be more common, they're going to be more devastating, and they're going to be more deadly, because he needs you to get fired up. Oh my gosh, these fires will be more deadly? Let me tell you, California has fires every season. They have a fire season, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's been happening before him, and sadly, it'll happen after him, unless somebody passes legislation that says, you got to learn how to burn. You got to burn these forests systematically, let them recover. We've learned enough about how to treat Earth that we can at least manage it. We can't ever control it, but we can manage it. That's why we build dams. That's why we build hydroelectric. I mean, well, that is dams. But that's why we do other things that we can manipulate the Earth. We can reroute a river for a little bit, or we can create a marshland. And Earth is going to absorb. It's going to figure things out. Sometimes when man meddles, it's not always good. Louisiana marshlands are a perfect example. The Corps of Engineers went in there trying to save some bird, and they redid it, and it was a complete disaster. God knows what he's doing. You can leave it alone. But anyway, I love this part where Joe Biden goes on. He's like, this integration, he says, Trump believes integration is threatening our suburbs. And I was thinking, what the heck? Maybe I heard that wrong. You guys can go back and listen on the KevinJacksonShow.com. Pick this day, listen to that clip, and figure it out. I didn't try to figure it out. But here's what he goes on to say. What's really threatening the suburbs, I love this, is wildfires, floods, and hurricanes. Wildfires, floods, and hurricanes are what he sees as a threat. And of course, Joe Biden and the leftists, that ilk, say that climate change is the biggest existential threat to our survival as human beings than anything. Climate change is. Not the stuff that they do, but Mother Nature. Now, here's what I'll give them some credit here. It could be something catastrophic that does us all in. It could be a big meteor that heads toward Earth, and it's the size of the moon, and it hits us and just explodes us into outer space. I don't know what it's going to be. God didn't tell me to worry about it. He says, Kevin, you won't be here, or your soul will be in another place. But here's what I'll tell you. Whatever it isn't anything we can stop. It was going to happen with or without. They keep talking about the big volcano, the super volcano that's up at Yosemite. Well, if that super volcano blows, then guess what? Earth is going to be forever altered, but it won't be man that did it. But these guys believe that we are the reason these wildfires, these floods and hurricanes are the... Okay, here's what I'd say to Joe Biden. When a hurricane is the reason for Kansas being flooded, maybe you got something to talk to me about. When tornadoes are the things that are ripping up the coast of the Carolinas and not hurricanes, maybe you can talk to me about something. When fires are raging through New York City versus the California or Oregon, maybe we have something to talk about. He goes on, he calls Donald Trump a climate arsonist. He calls him a climate denier. And he says that America is in danger of being more underwater. These are the people that want there are people that support what Joe Biden says, and they want this clown running our country. And I love the last part, because this is always where the leftists want to think they're driving home something. And by the way, folks, this is their strategy. I want you to understand what I'm talking about here is their strategy. Their strategy is they think that there's a segment of the population who's going to be scared into voting for them because they're going to save the planet. And I won't disagree that there are some youngsters who take this so seriously, they're scared to death. The Greta Thunbergs of the world, they've appealed to them. And they're going to get that vote. I concede that vote. But here's the problem that they're going to have long term. As these kids grow up and they figure out that they have bigger things to worry about in the transactional life, you know, their transactional lives, the day-to-day life, they're going to remember this. They're also going to remember, I didn't die in 12 years like AOC said. In fact, I haven't died in 20. And they're going to be gone. But here's what Joe Biden says, getting back to this last part. Democrat talking point. Trump doesn't respect science. And see, they've been saying this now. If you've been paying attention, they've been saying this now for everything. The Wu flu, the scaredemic, the scamdemic, the plandemic. Donald Trump doesn't want to listen to the science. He doesn't want to listen to scientists. Everything that comes up, it's always about science. They're paying attention, they're listening, they're protecting you because they're making the logical decisions. They think they're going to appeal to you and me, the logical side of us. Look at the logic of it. But we've looked at the logic of it, and you know what it is? It's a first-class scam. That's what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man, you could do an entire show on Democrat scoundrels. I thought about it at one point, just scoundrel after scoundrel. People like Clyburn. I'm thinking of who was it that just left recently. Remember the Congressional Black Caucus, and his wife was making a ton of money, and on and on. Same thing with de Blasio. Paying his wife a ton of money and charitable stuff, all this co-mingling and stuff that just gets swept under the rug. Cuomo, reason why he didn't run for president, massive, massive fraud in New York. And I could go on. Just scoundrels. And then when they're caught, they all want to cry and bellyache and, you know, go to rehab or whatever else. Or in the case of, we talked earlier about Anthony Weiner, he paid his price. He went to prison over it. Lost his family, fought his way back, got his family. Good for him. And there's another story out there, similar to Anthony Weiner's. I don't know whether it's a salacious. I don't know whether it's better or worse. I'll leave that for you to decide. But it has to do with a rising star, another rising star. That's when you know to keep your eye on that person and understand that, that people have stuff on them when they declare them a rising star. Or if they give him too many accolades, Robert Mueller, he's the straightest guy in D.C. James Comey, it doesn't come any better than him. You know, whatever. Whatever it is, whenever they start to push a little bit too hard, you go, no, 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 no. Well, Andrew Gillum, a guy who was razor thin from being the governor of Florida, but he got himself in a pickle and he ended up going to rehab, but it didn't help him. It didn't help him at all. He comes out of this rehab thing and now he's telling us, hey, you know what, guys? Turns out I'm bisexual. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. You could just put .com at the end of the Kevin Jackson Show and you will find everything that we do. And I hope you do. Write to us. I have people that write to me every day. I got a buddy. Let's just call him White Guy. And he sends me clips, and he's 24/7 sending me things. Occasionally we play his stuff. I want to feature you guys. I want to show people how smart, how bright my audience is. Now, I don't use everything because some of it just quite frankly isn't very good. It's not very funny. It's not very clever. But if you do send me something that strikes a chord, I'll call you because I want to work with you. I want you to be out there. You are clever, clever people, unlike these Democrats. Look at who they pick. I talked about Taylor Swift the other day, the meme that came to me that said, this is a woman that writes songs about making bad men choices, and she wants to tell you what guy to pick as president. And it's true. Democrats wanted Anthony Weiner to be, he was a congressman for, they wanted him to be a senator and ultimately someday to run for president. They wanted the same for Andrew Gillum. Yep. Said he was bisexual when he got out of rehab. That's not what he said, though, when he got caught in the room with a male prostitute. And at the time, here's what I wrote. Do they have rehab for being butt naked with a male prostitute from rentmen.com? Because that's the rehab former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum needs. However, Gillum apparently only believes he has an alcohol problem. And this is what Yahoo reported then. Days after police say they found him in a South Beach hotel room with a collapsed companion and baggies of crystal meth, former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum announced plans Sunday night to enter rehab for alcohol abuse and step away from the spotlight. Gillum said in a statement, after conversations with my family and deep reflections, I have made the decision to seek help, guidance, and enter a rehabilitation facility at this time. I now need to firmly focus on myself and my family. I will be stepping down from all public-facing roles for the foreseeable future. So predictable. Leftists, rehab, then focus on the family. Now, I wrote this at the time of his incident with the male hooker that he described as a friend, that I'd love to hear how his wife got this, you know, what did he say? What was his explanation to her? This man, an up-and-coming Democrat, they wanted to be the next governor of Florida. And what I said, say it to you guys, this certainly explains why they're so willing to accept a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden. Why Pelosi is always a perennial, you know, going to get reelected. Why Chuck Schumer has been Senate minority or majority leader his, you know, most of his career. They choose people that are absolutely insane. But Gillum wants to revamp his image. Now, as I said, he blamed alcohol for the incident at the time, and he still says that that's the underlying reason for his tryst with a gay porno star. He did an interview with Tamron Hall, and during this interview that aired on Monday, he said he identifies as bisexual. And here's what they wrote. The revelation came on the season premiere of the Tamron Hall show. During a line of questioning centered on the incident at the Miami Beach Hotel in March, when the former Florida gubernatorial candidate was found unconscious in a room with two other men, including one who overdosed from drugs. And he said, I swear, I can't even read this stuff. But this is jokes. I feel like this is comedy. He says, I don't identify as gay. I've never shared that in public before. So alcohol, I wrote, has been cleared of this crime. And I'm going to tell you how funny I am. I wrote this. The spokesperson for alcohol reminds us that his client has maintained his innocence throughout. Next to guns, my client gets blamed for everything else. I'm just glad this is all over. My client needs to be free to live his life again. That's clever. That's clever stuff. Oh, man. Alcohol. Blaming alcohol. So Gillum's wife, her name is Jay Gillum. She joined her husband on the talk show, and she spoke openly when Hall asked about Gillum's sexuality. She says this. So many people just don't understand bisexuality. Bisexuality is just something different. I just believe that love and sexuality exist on a spectrum, she told Hall. All I care about is what's between us and what agreement we make. Understand that Gillum kept his bisexuality from his party, from his wife, from his children, from his friends, from his supporter. Gillum was so well thought of that Barack Obama himself campaigned for Gillum ahead of the 2018 midterms. And he didn't even tell his old boy, Barack Obama, unless, you know, wink, wink, he did. Prior to getting outed, Gillum would engage regularly with President Trump. And because he was doing this, he got on the national stage. The reason why I'm bringing this up is I want you to understand, when you engage with Trump, you better be prepared for the loss. So people loved that he would confront the president. He would take what the president said and he would fire back. And this is what got him so-called a lot of press, you know, during his run for mayor. But then March 13 hit. And he was found drunk and unresponsive in a compromising position. Boy, is that a double entendre? With two men in a Miami Beach hotel, suspected drug use. Mm-hmm. And there it was, his truth revealing itself in the strangest of fashion. He told the party line, despite overwhelming evidence, folks, of a sexual encounter with other men, Gillum lied. Then he quickly released a public statement apologizing, claimed he had too much to drink despite drug paraphernalia and what was it, crank being there. And then next he enters rehab days later to finish what I call the Democrat political career disaster recovery 101 strategy. Tamron Hall, who's doing this interview, did it from the room where he accepted the Democratic nomination to run for Florida governor 2 years earlier. An election he lost by a razor-thin margin, and then he went on to say, this is what caused me to drink. I needed to numb myself. Now, that's a level of drinking. He says, a level of drinking I've never done before. Gillum says it was a level of drinking he had never done before. Now, let's just understand this, folks. There is a level of drinking that a man can do where he wants another man's penis in his boingy, right? That should be a warning on all alcohol bottles as far as I'm concerned. But here's the thing. You got to read his mea culpa. You see he's trying to strategize to come back. I don't think it's going to work.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.